This morning on the way here, I thought, why did I say yes? So, because I struggled with, for a while, on what to talk about this morning. And then, even after I had decided and had written some things, I thought, on the way here, I thought, no, that's not right, but I can't do last-minute changes on topics, so we are going to stick with Isaiah, the end of chapter 40 and beginning of 41, and I've called this sermon, The Lord is Still God. And looking around this room, I see people who have gone through or are still going through difficult times in life. And I hope that you're able to take something from this today. Isaiah was writing at a difficult time in the history of Israel. There were political factions that did not get along and literally tore the country apart. They experienced a civil war, and Israel became two separate countries. One retained the name of Israel, the other was called Judah. And from then on, it kind of went downhill from there. And in chapter 41, there's a prophecy that Isaiah makes. Who has stirred up this king from the east, rightly calling him to God's service? Who gives this man victory over many nations and permits him to trample their kings underfoot? With his sword, he reduces armies to dust. With his bow, he scatters them like chaff before the wind. He chases them away and goes on safely, though he is walking over unfamiliar ground. Who has done such mighty deeds, summoning each new generation from the beginning of time? It is I, the Lord, the first and the last. I alone am he. And what these verses are talking about is that God is going to send a foreign king to come and subjugate the people as a result of their country not honoring him. Their political climate is a mess. Now, we don't know anything about that, do we? But the sad thing is, the situation isn't going to get better for a very long while. It's only going to get worse. And so this is the situation, the political climate that Isaiah is living in. And we're not going to dwell on the politics this morning. But instead, I want to show you the encouragement that God gives to the citizens of Judah who are living in this difficult time. And I know some of you are living in a difficult time. First off, God explains exactly who he is. In chapter 40, and if you've noticed, I'm not going to read this straight through. I'm going to kind of skip from place to place. But in 40, verses 26 through 28, Isaiah writes, "Look up into the heavens. Who created the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding." So with these words, God reminds Israel that they are dealing with the creator of the universe. There is nothing in all of creation that God has not formed. There is nothing that he cannot do. And in spite of God's infinite greatness, he still pays close attention to all of Israel, which was a tiny spot on this planet. And he still does that for us today. In all of the infinity of space, he still pays attention to you. And God seems to be saying to them, as well as to us, how can you say that I don't see your troubles? How can you complain that I ignore you? Listen to 40, 29 through 31. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Maybe that's you. Maybe you feel weak and powerless. He gives you power. He gives you strength. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. I know some of us, the older we get, the more tired we get, huh? So even young people will get tired. They will fall. But here's the promise. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I don't know about you, but I look forward to the day when I can run and not grow weary. And right now I have a knee problem, so walking, it just kind of hurts sometimes. But he says we will soar on wings like eagles. And just a couple days ago I got to see eagles soaring. It is very majestic, very graceful. That is us. This is not a small concept. And sometimes when we read the Bible, you know, the words come and they don't really sink in. And I want you to realize that this is amazing. God is in the middle of these hard times. He has not promised here that they won't come. People will be weak, they will fall, they will stumble, but God is there, and that is his promise, and that he will provide the strength in that situation. And throughout the Bible, we're told to remember, God doesn't want us to forget. Remember that he is I am. Remember that the Lord is the everlasting God. Remember that though the world around may be crumbling, still, we can trust him. And remember that no matter what is happening, he loves us. He loves me, and he loves you. In Isaiah 41, 8 through 9, some of my favorite verses. But as for you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, my chosen one, descended from Abraham, my friend, I have called you back from the ends of the earth, way over there where who knows what's happening, where you might feel alone, I have called you back, saying, you are my servant, for I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Isaiah reminds Israel that God is with them, even in the midst of his prophecy that disaster is coming. To me, it seems to be a paradox. On the one hand, God has stirred up the king from the east to invade them, to take over, disassemble the government that they have created. On the other hand, God is still watching over the people. Evil is loose, but God is the one who is triumphant. And in situations like this, there is a choice. On the one hand, people can crumble and fall in the face of impending doom. Give up. Or on the other hand, they can allow God to strengthen them, to help them, and to hold them up with his victorious right hand. And it's not a hand that's attached to a weak little flimsy arm. It is a hand that is attached to a strong, muscled arm that isn't going to let go, and it won't drop you. And today, God gives us a choice when hard times come, just like he gave to the Israelites. We can fold and turn away from God's victorious right hand. We can walk away. And I've known people who have done that. Or we can reach out to him and allow him to lift us up and lead us through that impossible situation. At some point in our lives, everyone is faced with this choice of turning away or reaching out. Everyone experiences difficult times. And during one such time for me, God gave me the promise of chapter 41, verse 10, and it became one of my monumental life verses. Several years ago, a loved one was experiencing a severe health crisis. There was suffering from pain and other issues, and the doctors were having trouble getting the disease under control. All I could do was stand aside and watch. And if you know me, you know I am the plan maker. I create a plan, I follow that plan, and we're going to get things done. I'm very linear, very type A. So this situation, where everything was out of my control, was extremely stressful. So stressful, in fact, that I did not sleep very well. I couldn't eat very much. I was losing weight. I felt like I was a basket case. And my head knew that I needed to turn it over to God, to trust him and allow him to work in his way and his time. But I just couldn't seem to do it. And yes, I did pray all the time. So it wasn't through a lack of prayer. It wasn't a lack of effort. And after several weeks of this, I felt like I was literally losing my sanity. I just said, God, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm at the end. And during this time, I was talking to a friend. And she told me about a Christian counselor named Mark who had helped her through a difficult time in her life. I thought, what do I have to lose? So I gave Mark a call. And today I'm very thankful for the wisdom that God gave to Mark. We talked about all the things that were happening, and he gave me very practical strategies to help with my anxiety and how to deal with the situation. One of the strategies that he taught me was prayerful meditation. And he said, picture yourself with Jesus. What do you see? And I said, you know what? I see myself sitting on his lap. He said, how are you an adult? Are you a child? What are you? I said, I am a little girl. I saw myself about 7 years old, sitting on the lap of Jesus. And while I pictured myself in his lap, resting in his arms, Mark had me pick out a verse from the Bible. And 41:10 is the one that I picked out. And just sitting, closing my eyes, picturing myself with Jesus, calmly breathing, and repeating this verse as I breathed in and out. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. Took a while, but finally that message began to sink in. It wasn't in my head anymore. It was in my heart. And eventually, I was able to do exactly what these verses were talking about. I was able to know that God was with me and to not be afraid or discouraged. I trusted him to be my God. And some of you, maybe right now, are going through a situation where it's hard to trust. We tend to hold things close sometimes, and we don't always want to let them go. And so I invite you to examine yourself and ask yourself, is there something that seems to be defeating you? Is there something that is making you afraid or discouraged? A health problem with you or someone you love? Are you discouraged or angry about a job situation or the political climate or a relationship in your life that isn't going the way it should. Or what? There are a million situations that get between us and where God wants us to be. You might be tempted to turn away in fear or discouragement, but I encourage you not to do that. I encourage you to look to God and admit this situation and then reach out to Him. Ask God for help. And you know, sometimes you have to kind of step out of your comfort zone. Like I stepped out of my comfort zone and went to see Mark, somebody to talk to, someone to pray with. And right now in this service, I'm going to step out of our normal comfort zone that we have. And I'm going to ask you that if you'd like to, we've got an altar up here, and it's not just for praying on Communion Sunday. And so if you would like to come up and pray and talk to God about whatever situation you're going through, you are welcome to do that. And you, if you want to pray by yourself, you may. If you would like me or someone else to pray with you, we could do that. But I'm asking you to come if you want to let it go. If you want to give God the chance to start working in you. If you want to give Him the chance to strengthen you and help you and to hold you up in His victorious right hand. And if you don't come, it's okay. If you do come, it doesn't mean that you lack faith. It just means that you want to kneel before God for a little bit and talk to Him about what's going on in your life. So I'm going to ask the musicians to come up and just do a little bit of instrumental music. And if you want to just sit and think by yourself, you may. I'm going to be up here and I'm going to pray, and you're welcome to join me.